Hello now. Thank you that you are here and that you are giving an interview.
Thank you.
I don't know anything about you, so I'm really calling from speaking from not knowing.
Yes.
So the only thing I know that you are giving also talks in non-duality.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean? What is non-duality?
This is very, very simple. Everything already happening. Just this, and everything, and nothing. And non-duality. From here, as soon as the identification with the body happens, I'm here, world out there, and separation happens, and underneath, always uncomfortable feelings happening. But this is really subtle, so a lot of human beings doesn't recognize it, but always some subtle uncomfortable feelings happening, and to cover it, we start speaking in money, love, relationship, many things. And but that's so we can only speak in the story. But that separation is not really happening. What we are looking for is end of separation. And when he is gone, then we start to crumble. We realize that everything is love. What is happening is love. What we are looking for, never left, and then always here. And separation never really happens. It's really hard to talk about this, but that's how I can describe non-duality.
So that means no separation, that means that everything is one and there are only different forms appearing?
Yeah. I can't say one, but there is only everything and nothing. There is only this. And in this, different forms appearing, disappearing, but always come from nothing. Everything, nothing is the same thing. And there's only that. There is no individual person. There is no me. But apparent me is happening, but which is not really happening.
How do you see other persons, other human beings, as persons, as energies, as love, as forms? How do you see them?
Everything may come from nothingness. Everything is made of nothing. So actually nothing, in a mean, nothing is really happening. But apparently, form is appearing from nothingness. So nothing and everything is one. So really, nobody can see. Like, there's only everything, nothing. So we can't really talk about this. But form is appearing, but there is no separation.
What makes the difference if people are identified with their form, with their body, with their sensation, feelings, thoughts, or if there is no identification?
So here, identification creates separation. That's already uncomfortable feeling. That's already suffering. And in order to cover that feeling, we try to seek for something. And me only can seek in the story. Me only can seek in the thing. Me only can see the seek in time and space and future. So, but this is non-duality, what I'm pointing at. You're never going to find happiness, what you're looking for in a story, in a time and space. Never. never gonna find it. It's impossible because what you're looking for is end of you, end of me. But me, this is the funny thing is that I'm like talking to you, but this is just happening and seemingly you're listening, but actually this is not, that's not really happening. This is just appearing at the same time and you're not really listening, I'm not really talking. It's just everything's happening by itself. And we think me is controlling someone, but actually me is no power at all. Me doesn't need to be there to have everything happening, so everything's already happening.
Almost, I think, well, every human being has, for every human being, there are moments when there is happiness, when there is luck or, yeah. Does this mean in that moment there is no identification, there is no separation?
Yeah, but then that's only feeling. Because me, separate, apparently separate person, only can see in things and the feeling and the picture, that's only me know. Me can't know everything, nothing. Because what me is seeking, it's funny, me is seeking is end of me. So me never gonna find happiness. And me can only find in the experiences, excitement, happy feeling. But actually, what is happening is only happy feeling, not for someone. So everything's only happening by itself without person, without me. That's what apparently me is seeking, but the problem is me. So me never gonna find the happiness. It's kind of, can I say in English?
Loop
and also, not trapped.
Self-sustained.
Yeah, and how can I say that word? Never mind. Yeah. So, as long as, because apparently, but even there, this is nobody's in here, but a current person come for happiness, own happiness, but non-duality is end of you seeking your happiness. This is not your happiness. As long as you seek, you're seeking personal happiness, you're never gonna find it. Because nobody's here. What I'm pointing up is there is no me. And apparent me is looking for is this, what is happening, not happening, happening to me, and just everything is happening, life is happening by itself.
So it's grace to see that?
And the problem is, when me falls away, me can't see this. It's just life is happening. Nobody can see this. Because nobody's here. If you start seeing, then already separation. Me can see what's happening. Me is already me coming out.
Yeah, but when there is no me, then it's not necessary for me to see it.
Then. But seemingly, this is again like a story, but seemingly people come to listen to Lisa or come to the talk, then this apparent Lisa talk, that's what's happening. Actually, that's already a story. That's not what really happening. That's what I'm pointing to. That's not what really happening. That's already a story. What I'm pointing to is this already what is happening. Feeling, sound, light, room. This is what you're looking for. Because all there is. Otherwise, everything is a story.
So that's the end of the question.
Yes.
Great for interview.
And when me falls away, everything's love. Whenever you are always aliveness, everything, you are almost like in love. But not you, but everything's love. There is only love.
So there's no point to speak about a free will because there's nobody to have a will.
No, me is funny. Me feels like me has control, but actually already everything's happening without me. Me has no power at all. And just the idea comes up, I should have done now or something, but already everything's happening. See, already happening.
How did it came that you are at that point that you can see life in the way it's happening now with you?
This is again story, but since I was a little child, I was really nervous baby, and I was only child, and my mom, my parents gave me 100%, 120% love, and my family, friends, I had so many friends. But I felt like, I remember when I was 4 or 5, I said to mom, human nature is to feel loneliness whenever how many people around. I just felt like lonely. And this is a story, right? Yeah. And then started to forget that kind of, but always felt like nothing could satisfy that kind of, couldn't fulfill. I tried to get something, or I don't know, I'm from Tokyo, so I went for lots of shopping and had a boyfriend, but always something was missing, and I felt always I was rushing around somewhere to get something to be happy, or try to cover up uncomfortable feelings. So I was trying to next action, and I was tired. One day I went to Boston to study macrobiotic, and I met one man. He started to talk about non-duality, and then he introduced me Eckhart Tolle book, and I was reading, and another lady introduced me Tony Ferguson book, and I flew to London to see Tony Ferguson in 2005 2006, and then since then I was a teacher. Now who was teaching? Apparently. But this is nothing to do what I'm talking about. This is not necessary.
Where do you live now, and where you give talks?
I just gave talks in Greece 2 weeks ago. When Lisa was giving talks, she let me talk, let me speak. So I gave two talks, and here I did a visit 2 months ago. Okay.
How does your talks work? The people asking questions to you, or?
Yeah, sometimes you send me an email and you call me. And then I listen. But I don't talk about this normally.
How is it in Japan? Do people are open for non-duality there?
I have no idea because I don't live there at the moment. I've been living in France the last 5 years. So I don't really know, but when I was there, nobody knew about non-duality, nobody talked about it. We have Zen, apparently similar to non-duality, but I wasn't really spiritual, so I didn't know anything about Buddhism, Zen, or anything like that. I was just going for shopping, you know.
I better ask you about shopping. So I better ask you about shopping.
So Lisa sometimes talk about last time I believe it, how you get into the book. Because I'm not really spiritual. I wasn't really spiritual. So we sometimes laugh. But since I was a child, somehow, like there's knowing that something's always missing to cover up the uncomfortable feeling, to move to next moment. I would always try to cover up uncomfortable feeling. Just I remember.
And how it's working now? Feeling just coming and you feel them, or?
Very simple. Just what is happening. And it's so obvious. Then only just this. So sometimes, sometimes funny, all the time funny, but...
Is there still identification with your body?
I don't know. Now, what I can say is what is happening is all there is. Happens,
but that also what is happening. So there is no identification. But there is a feeling to look for your body, to make it comfortable for it.
Anything happening. But I don't really think about it. Or nobody watching it.
They are coming thoughts all the time in your head, or
thoughts coming. Yeah, thoughts happen, but that's what's happening. It's not happening to me. There is no me. There is no nobody here, nobody there. That's the point.
So you see the thoughts like clouds in the sky, or?
There is a thought. There is sensation. There is only thought, there is only sensation, room happening, apparent body happening, and sound happening. It's not happening to me. That's what's happening. That's not happening to you.
Yeah, there's nobody who's grasping the thoughts or the feelings. It's just they're passing through somewhere, somehow.
That's all there is. There is no second thought and person. I'm having a thought, that's another thought. So there is thought, there is sensation, that's it. There is room, apparent body, apparent everything. That's freedom.
Do you have any advice for people who are not seeing life the way you are seeing, which persons who are identified with their bodies, with their thoughts, their feeling, what can they do? Just relax? Or?
And blow a ball. Blow a ball. Blow a ball. A blue ball.
I can't.
Come.
What's the ball for?
Come.
I can't give advice because this is speaking happening. I'm not speaking, and you are just asking, coming out. And what is happening is all there is. That freedom is nobody experiencing suffering happening, but nobody happening, nobody having the suffering.
So. Life and the world is perfect as it is?
Yes. All love. All perfect. But because it's appearing, nothing's appearing like this.
But But if people have the feeling to change something, it's also perfect. So.
Anything can happen, but everything, life is just happening by itself. There is only life, there is only energy, there is only life. Nobody is controlling. So, me only can see in time, in space, from the separation, I am here, world out there, already some idea that you have to protect yourself, you have to make your happiness, and you have to survive, already suffering the contraction. But that's not really happening. Seemingly suffering happening, but happening to nobody. Just there is suffering, apparently. But really nothing happening.
Some people are reporting that they, the me is gone, but they feel a nothingness, but really cold. Not personally, but really cold, and they're reporting that maybe after some time there happens an opening of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say to that?
This is again apparently that it's still looking out world, nothing happening. Still needs me is looking out. Me is a problem. This is not a problem, but the me is the cause of suffering.
So pain, what's the difference between pain and suffering for you?
Pain is physical pain, and pain can be physical pain, and suffering is contracted feeling and contracted feeling, even like a pain is if not animal can feel pain, but they don't identify with pain, so they don't suffer. They don't have ability to identify with what is happening, so they're free. Even everything is happening to the human body, animal body, the same thing is happening, but human brain seemingly I can identify with what is happening. That's the problem, because identification with what is happening causes problems. But there is only what is happening without identification. Because already too, that means seemingly this doesn't need to exist, or it's really not existing. Then there is only what is happening.
So
that seemingly me whole that's the end of suffering.
So in animals there's never a me?
Huh?
In animals there happens never a me.
This is functioning. This is functioning. Everything's appearing, and actually there is no thing. There is no entity. It's just appearing. Appearance.
But what's the difference between an animal and a machine? They're both empty, of course, but this one is a being and this other is a machine.
But actually, this is all the same. This is all come from the same energy. The whole and apparent human body is made of same atom. Everything is no different. And also, there is no separation here. There is no separation. There is only oneness. There is only everything and nothing.
You don't use the word oneness?
Yeah, because oneness seemingly like one. But this is like an endless.
If people are coming to you, to your talks, you feel something like they are your disciples?
No. I say I, but really this is empty. Nothing, this word, this sound coming out from nothingness. Seemingly body appearance there, but this is empty. Everything is empty. But human think that something, someone's in the body. And project someone in the body at the same time, yourself, projection, but actually everything is empty. Yeah. But apparently, appearance. And this appearance, everything is
but in
love. This is what you're looking for, not in a story. Not looking for, but end of separation. That's what I think means. End of me, death. That's only freedom.
In freedom, in nothingness, everything can happen. So it can also happen that somebody calls the people who are coming to him or her disciples. So,
what do you mean?
I mean, in nothingness, everything can happen because there is only nothingness. So
there is nobody in the body.
No, there is nobody.
So just the disciple is already story. Doesn't exist.
How you feel for the...
And also, I'm not talking, you're not talking. Life is happening.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
How you feel for the people who are coming to you? You're talking about love, or...
Yeah.
How do you feel it?
Feeling? I don't know, feeling. This won't come out. The point is... That's seemingly happening, and as long as me seeking, freedom is not in personal happiness, personal freedom. This is not personal freedom. This is
freedom is not personal. Freedom is not personal.
No,
of course, yes.
There is only freedom.
Because I read also that,
yes.
Like you said, it was like a shopping girl, and then you had good parents, you had a lot of love.
A lot of friends.
And you felt this emptiness, like, yeah. And then you went to Tony. And then, what's it like? They all talk about it can be processed. What
yeah,
do you like?
Time.
Like once it was seen?
Can you no, no, long time. Longer, I started to see Tony Park in 2006 and now 2014. It's a long time, seemingly. But this is nothing to do with what we are talking about.
When I see you, I have a distrust. Totally, because yeah. She's young, come on. Like, but I know it's my fuck again, blah blah. And then I think, oh yeah, you know, it's funny because I saw you as a normal person sitting on the table. I could say the same as you, maybe not.
Yeah,
you know, then, I still think. I mean, what would you do when do you have enough love? Maybe that's my distrust. Do you have enough compassion for? It's like you say, yeah. So this is also.
This is kind of a surprise that love, what you think, is not really love. That's only feeling. Maybe we call it love, but what we're looking for is not feeling.
You know, I ask you, what happened to you at that moment? Because You know, what happens to you? If you want, can you tell me?
I don't know how it happened, but...
Well, then you really something happened. Must be, yeah? Otherwise you're safe.
Actually, nothing happened. That's the point. Nothing
but
happened.
But you saw something that was... The veil was gone.
Okay. Seemingly, realized there is nobody. Then, what is left is this.
But it's how many people speak about this contraction and they die and it sounds so easy with you.
Because this is very simple.
There are also other teachers who report the same, that they nothing very special happened, but just it was falling down the feeling of a knee there. It was just easily.
Another thing, seemingly, that the opponent is stuck in the intellectual understanding and always try to find the answer, try to find the freedom, try to find the happiness in intellectual understanding. This one didn't have so much intellect, so maybe... I just couldn't read the books.
Yeah, the shop in the house.
This is very, very simple.
Very simple.
Very simple.
Very easy.
Very simple. But this method is really simple, but seemingly me getting heavier and heavier and try to get out is again suffering. And me only can see personal happiness. But as long as seeking is happening, that's the cause of problem. So it's how can I say? It's a loop, but you can't get out of that.
It's just cycle.
Yeah, it's just cycle and also not trick. I didn't say that, I forgot the word, but... nothing to do with intellectual understanding. Nothing to do with teachers. Nothing to do with Ramana Maharshi or Nisargadatta or nothing to do with it.
There's gratitude in your life?
I don't know. I don't think about so much gratitude, but there is love. There is only what is happening and there is, nobody knows, but there is what is happening, which is love, because there is no separation in it, and then nothing to do with me at all.
And this love is not directed to objects?
No, this is like so empty, but at the same time this is so full. Full. That's the love part. Before I felt I'm this and the world outside and it feels like separated. But when there is no me, it's cool. That's what there is over there.
If people like to meet you, you come to cities when you are invited, or how does it work? If people like to meet you, they can invite you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm happy to go anyway.
So nothingness cannot be put in words?
No. Because word is only for communication, and there is really no meaning. If there is nothing, then there is no meaning. And but if you just hear the words, sounds like not so interesting. But that's all there is, and that's enough. That's all there is, and that's love. Nothing and everything is love because there is no separation.
Is it a phenomenon of resonance that some people go to some non-duality speaker and others go to others? So it's just not to understand, just the mystical?
Yeah, we really don't know what is happening, because actually everything becomes like assumptions, ideas, and thoughts. Again, that's another appearance, not that. A thought doesn't know anything, it's just appearing. So when the thought's gone, again, we don't know anything. So, but that's what's happening. And everything is only expression of life. And nobody's controlling anything. So everything's perfectly happening.
And there is no need to understand anything.
When seeking starts, seemingly try to understand happens, because we all need to seek for in time and space and try to understand. But this is understanding there is no answer.
What can the people get out of it when they come to you?
Everything is happening perfectly, and there is no person inside, and this also just happening. So really can't give that advice of what's happening, but just I can point to that. That's what's happening. Yeah, I can't give advice, because who can control life? That's what's appearing. And the freedom is to know nobody is suffering.
But in a way, it isn't an advice to see life just as an appearance, what's happening in the moment. But I can say this is an advice to see life in this way. For me, for example, it's a help to see life only this is happening what is now, and there is no cause and effect, because there is no time, it's just now here. So this gives me the feeling, or this gives for me then relaxation is happening.
That's what's happening. And then if I say, oh, you can do this and that, that means I'm helping me stories, but actually there is no me, so really I can't say anything. That's what's happening there, and that's how life is expressing. So I can say, can't help. This is only appearance. Appearance can't help appearance. Everything's appearing.
Is it the nature of the mind to think in connection, like this thing's happened because of that and this, and is this nature of mind?
Yeah, seemingly that brain's working, but what was the picture?
So it's natural for the mind to think in this way.
Yeah.
And in practical things it can help.
Yes. But nothing to do with me. That's again another function is appearing without me. For example, like when you're just born, there is no language and there is no identification, and functioning is happening perfectly. And the baby is surviving. We need to give the food, but everything is happening without me identification. Like animals are saying.
You never think about the future, maybe only in practical terms?
It's not really thinking happens, that's it. Thinking happens, planning happens, that's what's happening. The brain's working. That thing really happens.
How's your life happening? You just go where you feel to go, or you follow your impulses? Or how it's happening for you?
I don't know, but just I can say is there is only this, and everything is just happening by itself. And me is that painting that I am doing. I am going somewhere. It's again another thought. And then we think that apparently this body moves to different place and place and making plans and feeling really happening in the moment. But that's again that imagination of the body appears and immigrate that and then move and arrive. But this is the game. Now it's just the imagination. Only there is just this. Everything else becomes imagination. And the past and the future doesn't exist. So when I say something, how did you plan? The thing really happened, but I really don't know. That again, now it's again imagination. All there is always just this. So, and spontaneously everything's happening, but I am not doing. It's just everything's happening, seemingly.
So also decisions just happening, or you think about it before deciding something, or?
Yeah, a decision happens, but not me this deciding, that functioning is happening.
And there's no game of the mind, thinking this side and that side, and I do better this or that, so. Or this can also happen for you?
Maybe a pattern to choose happen. I should do this. Maybe I should choose to go this way or that way. Seemingly happening. But that's again another functioning. That thought coming up, I should go this way. Another thought coming up, I should go this way. And this one is taken. Then this one goes. But indeed, me is not really necessary to happen. Me is after that thing, I chose it. And seemingly, that we imagine that inside of the body is seemingly happening, but this is all empty, open space.
But your sensation starts from the body. So
your body sensations appearing.
Yes. So is there some feeling of center in the body or?
Heat and sensation. But and the feeling of the bump.
So there is no judgment happening.
About judgment happened.
Happened, yes.
The problem is, everything happens, but it's not happened. I am not controlling. Everything's happening by itself. But there is no belief that I am doing. There is no belief someone's in this body. Everything is up here.
There's no judgment.
The sound coming up.
No judgment of the judgment.
Like thoughts say, that's not pretty, or that kind of thoughts come up and it goes away.
So you, once more you can say the essence, what is for you the most important?
For me, do I see?
Yes.
Again, this is very simple, and what I'm pointing to is everything is nothing. That's all there is. And everything that happening by itself, life is just appearing.
And in death, everything is finished?
Yes. Even when you go to sleep, not need, not there. The body is apparently functioning. So me is not necessary to everything to function.
So there's no me necessary to function for life. Mm.
Is like imagination and character and energetic. Seemingly that's what's happening.
But for the human beings it must be on their evolution to now, it must help the human beings that there is a me, or you never know.
That's again story. There is no human revolution, that's in time. Again story. The reason it is really everything that's getting in this and it falls away.
It seems that every child developing a me is a normal, or is it possible just to grow up without?
I really don't know, but as soon as the identification happens, you are not who I am, mom, and this is the world, you're this body, then already separation happens. So then I think it can happen, because separation is the part that's on that uncomfortable, not satisfied part.
It's a help?
Yeah, maybe not so much is happening, that baby, little child.
It's a help for the child to live. It's a help for the child to go on living.
For what?
For the children. Not that there is developing a me.
Seemingly that the whole individual is necessary, but the identification gradually happens. But that's what's happening. I don't know if it's helpful or not helpful.
Okay. I don't know if the interview is helpful for somebody or not, but I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.